We go to North Texas to speak with the founder of the Crossroads Initiative. He's a pilgrimage leader. He's a speaker. He's an author. He's even got a book on 40 ways to make Lent special during its 40 days. Dr. Marcellino D'Ambrosio, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
We're just talking, you've got that book for Lent, 40 Days, 40 Ways. Remind us what that's about.
It is helping us to break out of stale old patterns of Lent, where we do the same old thing and don't get very far. So it provides 40 fresh ideas for prayer, fasting, almsgiving combinations that walk you right through Lent day by day and make you a new person, really. That's what Lent's supposed to be about, Matt. It's supposed to be emerging at the end of this time as new people.
And we should be seeing this not just as humdrum, not just another year where we give up coffee, another year of kind of like down in the dumps, although there is a significant penitential aspect of it. But I like to think of Lent as kind of an adventure, that there's some adventurous aspect to it, like you're embarking on a journey, on a quest. And you've written about that recently. Tell us about it.
Well, I want to just say that it makes it very clear that the gospel is all about following Jesus. It's about leaving behind the old. It's about a fresh, exciting adventure where you really don't know exactly how the path and the journey. You know you're going to glory. The apostles all knew that when they were called to leave their businesses and leave their nets by the side of the lake. They knew this was exciting. And that's one of the things that created such a stir and a furor. This is something new, the kingdom of God breaking into human life in a new way. And so everybody was excited around Galilee as Jesus began the public ministry. And I said, a lot of Catholics aren't excited. Look at church, you know, go to Sunday church sometime and look around the faces. You don't see much energy or excitement, or you don't see a smile too often there. And I think that's one of the reasons why there's so many people who don't really buy it. You know, I mean, there's so many folks out there that are open to God, but they're not really excited about what the church has to offer in their minds, because what they see is kind of dull and boring. At least you know, that's what I get when I go out and talk to people, especially young people. So I think we need to recover the Christian life as an exciting adventure, and that Lent's part of that. It's really a time of training, and it's a time of expectation of new birth. You know, at Easter time, we have Holy Mother Church giving birth. The womb of the church is a baptismal font. Holy Mother Church breaks water, and out comes new babies, new people coming through our CIA. But the whole church is invested in that, and the whole church as watching these people get formed in the womb, so to speak, of the church over Lent. We're out there praying and fasting for them, yep. We're also praying and fasting that new life break forth in us, that we be trained and developed in a new way. The Lord wants us to be champions. And, you know, champions have to go to spring training, and that's what Lent really is. It's kind of like our spring training, where we get in shape to achieve new things in the kingdom of God.
I love that analogy, and we've used it before, because, you know, Easter season is like, Easter is like opening day, right? I mean, that's when the things really kick in. That's when the resurrected Jesus calls us, you know, to join him in his heavenly kingdom. But you know, Jesus had that earthly ministry. He had to go through the passion and death to get there. I mean, we got to go through spring workouts. We got to go through the fundamentals, all right? I mean, we got to go through all those things that we may have forgotten how to do in our quote-unquote spiritual off-seasons. I mean, it can be very easy to let things like daily prayer slip, and it's time for us to remember to get that muscle memory back, spiritually speaking, I guess, to mix a metaphor.
Amen. And to continue the metaphor, we also sometimes in the off season accumulate a little bit of fat. I need to burn off some spiritual fat, and that's part of what fasting, prayer, and almsgiving do. Exercise the muscles, burn off the fat, get rid of the junk, change the diet up so we're not putting junk in our mouth so much. We're putting good food, nutrition in our mouth. And instead of fruits and vegetables, it's the Word of God at the Feast of Faith, the Eucharist, you know. So it really, the metaphor really is a very powerful one, because it does disclose a whole lot more of what Lent's about than just come. You know, when you just into the glumness and the, you know, a little bit of token self-denial, and it's kind of like wandering around the desert like the Israelites, not getting anywhere, going around in circles. That's how you do Lent wrong, you know? And it took them 40 years to get out. I don't think anyone wants 40 years worth of Lent. So I think we need to make a beeline towards the promised land here by acquiring really a vision for what Lent's about, getting a program. You know, part of the whole deal is a lot of times we don't know what to do. So in my book, 40 Days, 40 Ways, there's 40 new ideas, but I say be careful. Don't try to do all these. Instead, pray and ask the Holy Spirit to be your personal trainer and to help you select one or two or three things that you can follow throughout all of Lent. And then read the one page a day that takes you through Lent that's in this book that'll help you meditate. And after you get a few fundamentals down, you know, add in a few more things during the course of the season. So that's why I wrote the book. I think it's last year a lot of people found it really useful. I encourage people to pick it up on Amazon or at our website, dritaly.com. All the copies are autographed, so we'd love for you to order from dritaly.com.